Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
Take this pink ribbon off my eyes. I'm exposed and it's no big surprise. Don't you think I know exactly where I stand? This world is forcing me to hold your hand. Cause I'm just a girl, a little lonely.
No doubt let me out is your artist of the day. Hey, Sam, why don't we get somebody registered to go to Las Vegas? That's your cue to play the sounder. There it is. Clear the lines. We will take caller number five. Caller number five. You get $30 in Kansas Lottery Wheel of Fortune instant scratch tickets, and you are qualified for our major prize, the grand prize, a flyaway for two to Vegas, airfare, hotel included, and you get a tickets to go see Journey in Vegas, plus an extra $100 in Kansas Lottery Wheel of Fortune tickets. We will take caller number five at 576-7798. I am not looking to make a topic out of this, and I will not.
However,
I support this guy. I want him to get a job in the NFL.
Yeah.
You heard about Colin Kaepernick over the weekend?
Yeah. The Chiefs were there, right?
I believe they were. The NFL had set up, I think it was part of a settlement deal, strangely on a Saturday. Weird. Because all the teams are traveling on Saturday, but whatever. So they set up a deal where he could give an exhibition of his talent at the Atlanta Falcons practice facility. He was upset. Colin Kaepernick was, because he could not bring his own film crew. Certain members of the media were disbarred, were not allowed in. So he moved it to a high school football field about 60 miles south of Atlanta.
Okay.
Everything's fine so far. I love Colin Kaepernick. I want him to play in the NFL again. We allow people who beat their wives.
Or beat people
beat
with helmets.
Beat their kids. We allow them to play in the NFL, but God forbid you take a knee in protest. Damn, you got to go, son. Colin Kaepernick walked onto the field for his workout on Saturday wearing a T-shirt bearing the name Kunta Kinte. He just doesn't know when good is good enough.
Can you not just admire him for standing up for what he believes in? At the actual cost. Forget the emotional cost. At the actual cost this has brought upon him.
I can't.
When most people would just say, you know what? I'll stop taking the knee. You're right. Please pay me the millions I'm worth.
Listen to me. I want to be very clear. I hold nothing against Colin Kaepernick for taking the knee. It doesn't bother me one bit. I know it bothers a lot of people. Well, you can't let him on our team. I remember when Patrick Mahomes went down about a month ago. And I said on the air that day after he went down, I said, well, you know, Colin Kaepernick's still out there. Text line. Oh, hell no. Oh, blah, blah, blah. Hell no. Blah, 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 blah.
But the helmet beater is suspended for the rest of the season.
And I only remind you that you cheer Tyreek Hill every time he scores a touchdown, and this is a man who has been convicted of beating a woman and is accused, not convicted, of beating his son. But Colin Kaepernick, who I think does belong in the NFL, for whatever reason can't leave well enough alone. When you show up for the exhibition with eight NFL teams there, the Chiefs, I believe, were among them. The Dallas Cowboys, I know for sure, were. Why wear a Kunta Kinte shirt?
There are people saying it was a publicity stunt and that maybe now would not be the best time.
Are you comparing yourself to an African slave? You're a millionaire.
Is he still a millionaire?
Yes. Nike was there to film it. You can only imagine that there's a commercial coming out of this. He is a millionaire.
I forgot about Nike.
And you wear a shirt
but Scott,
depicting yourself as Kunta
Kinte? The hypocrisy that they will not hire him back is so thick.
I agree, Dana, but he's only making it worse. To any NFL team that was there on Saturday who says, you know what? We could use a really good backup, and this guy's still in shape, and he's a really good football player. Hell, he took the 49ers to the Super Bowl in 2016. He has talent. There's no doubt about it. Why show up in a Kunta Kinte t-shirt?
He says, I've been ready for 3 years. I've been denied for 3 years. We all know why. Yes. I came out here today and showed it in front of everybody. We have nothing to hide.
He was blackballed, no pun intended.
He says, we're waiting for 32 owners, the 32 teams, Roger Goodell, all of them to stop running. Stop running from the truth and stop running from the people.
Agreed.
He would not be the first athlete, by the way, to take a political stance in the history of sport.
He would not, and he deserves a spot in the NFL. You're telling me with 32 teams, three quarterbacks on every team, so 96 quarterbacks, that he doesn't qualify as one of the best 96 quarterbacks in the league, in the world? I don't buy it. His problem is he's drama. And when everybody was apparently willing to forgive him, and I already had, not that he cares, for the drama that he caused in 2016 on the sidelines, he shows up for his workout in a Kunta Kinte t-shirt. Why?
Do you honestly think they would have hired him otherwise?
What I'm saying is, why not just show up in a Nike t-shirt? Why show up in a shirt that basically says to everyone, I am comparing myself to a black African slave? Why? All you're saying is, you hire me. Look at my skills. Look, I'm going to throw the ball. Here I go. Woof. Look at that. Right into his arms. Oh, look at my t-shirt. Here comes drama. No team is going to sign him now. Because he is drama. You showed up for your workout in a Kunta Kinte t-shirt?
This is from CNN. Kaepernick appeared to use the reference to make a statement. He will not change who he is to appease the powers that be.
Therefore, I do not want you on my sideline because you are nothing more than a distraction. Period.
I don't know that I agree with that, Scott. I think he can go out and play football and be just fine.
What that said to me...
Look at all of the other distractions we've seen over the years in the NFL. Honestly.
I don't disagree with you, Dana. What I'm saying is he was sending a signal to every team that came out to look at him. Sign me. I'm really talented. But I will be a drama queen on your sideline. I promise you that. A Kunta Kinte t-shirt? Come on. Really? You can't even defend that. Here, let me show you a picture of Kunta Kinte. Tell me that resembles Colin Kaepernick.
I know. He is clearly making a statement, Scott.
And no team is going to touch that. Period.
Do you honestly think they would have signed him anyway?
I do, actually. I think the time had expired, if you will. Just like with Michael Vick. Teams were willing to forgive.
I wasn't going to bring up Michael Vick, but I will.
Teams were willing
they
to forgive.
They brought Michael Vick back. The fact that we are even discussing whether or not to bring Colin Kaepernick back is, it's laughable, honestly.
But this would be like, and I'm not comparing the two, okay? I'm just pointing out the drama. This would be akin to when the Philadelphia Eagles signed Michael Vick. If he had his meet the press news conference and had a dog next to him, it would say, I haven't learned my lesson. I haven't learned that what I did was wrong. Now, I'm not saying that what Colin Kaepernick did was wrong. I think he has every right to do what he did. But a majority of people who watch and enjoy the NFL think what he did was wrong. Okay? Whether you agree with that or not, it's notwithstanding. So teams are going to be reluctant to touch him.
But the feigned outrage over this, when almost everyone is willing to look the other way for criminal behavior, violence against women,
you'll get no argument.
A straight face say they can't sign this guy, but I'll listen to Michael Vick break down the game on Sunday.
Dana, you'll get no argument from me.
The Nike ad campaign was believe in something, even if it means sacrificing everything. And I applaud him, because if you took 100,000 people and you put them in a room and you said, would you give up everything to protest something you believed in, something you really, really believed in, whether that's racism or police brutality, which he's mentioned before, would you give all of that up and then stick with it? How many people out of 100,000 would say they would do what he did for the millions that he sacrificed to do it? It would be an incredibly small number.
I understand.
Single digits.
And again, I don't have a problem with what Colin Kaepernick did. He was within his rights to do it. I think the punishment has been too severe. But if you are serious about getting back into the NFL, why would you come out wearing a Kunta Kinte t-shirt for your tryout? All you're telling the other teams is the drama is not over. It's going to continue. And go ahead and sign me and see what I do next. 576-7798.
Somebody once told me the world is going to
let the sports channels take care of this topic, so we'll take it to the bottom of the hour and move on.
She was looking kind of dumb with her fingers.
Talking about Colin Kaepernick, who I believe rightfully so told the NFL to stick it on Saturday and moved his workout to a high school football field about 60 miles south of Atlanta, when the NFL would not allow his camera crews in.
But he doesn't trust the NFL, and I certainly understand that.
I do, too.
So he was saying, let's do this out in the open. Yep. I want an independent film crew here. None of that is a red flag to me.
Nor me. My problem is him showing up in a Kunta Kinte t-shirt. Mark in Kansas City. Hello, Mark.
Hello. How are you guys doing?
Doing very well. Thank you.
Do I need to call you Mr. Scott and Ms. Dana?
I would hope not.
Okay. I don't know the full story, and I caught the tail end of your comparison of Kaepernick to Vic, and I disagree with that comparison. Two totally different situations. And to put Kaepernick in that category, I'm not happy with you guys on that.
I'm not. I was trying to compare people who had been banished by the NFL. That's all.
Okay. So, yeah, I would have done another comparison. But, okay. I see Kaepernick is doing some highly noble things. He's also a top-level athlete in an entertainment business, and therefore is probably used to showboating and taking charge of his career. But to compare that, I just didn't like that comparison.
Well, but Mark, let me be clear. My comparison was not between Vic and Kaepernick per se. It was the fact that, strangely, we're willing in the NFL, as fans of the NFL, to forgive Michael Vick for what he did, but we're not willing to forgive Colin Kaepernick for what he did. I understand it's an apples and oranges comparison, and it was intended as so.
Well, yeah, and I appreciate that, and I hear what you're saying. And, the fans of the NFL, I mean, the only thing that makes them fans besides their devotion to watching it on TV or in stadiums is the fact that they spend money. That doesn't speak of their moral character. I mean, perhaps they should be more forgiving towards or more accepting of Kaepernick's message. Certainly there are veterans that are coming out and saying, I was upset with him at the beginning, but now I understand where he's coming from.
Yeah.
But, maybe fans just, they don't want to step outside that box. It's football, it's Sunday or Monday night, and, forget it. But I don't know. And I'm glad you explained. I hadn't heard the story about the camera crew. So, And frankly, I'm not bothered by the Kunta Kinte shirt as long as, you know, what the heck? That's his right. He has a beef with the NFL main offices,
yeah,
as well as the country. And so what the heck? Who cares? I mean, if I'm a sports fan or if I'm an executive for a team, I want to see how well he can throw.
Absolutely.
I don't care if he wears a dress, frankly.
And, Mark, what's interesting about all of these football players, they all have personal beliefs and persuasions and things that they feel passionately about, things with which we all may agree or disagree. The difference with Colin Kaepernick is he's been open about it, and he's being skewered for being open about it. Now, I think most agents would say, keep your personal beliefs to yourself. Kathy, I was going to say Roseanne Barr and Kathy Griffin, because of the fallout that could come from you speaking out about your personal beliefs. I would think the average football fan would say, I don't agree with him necessarily, but man, he is not backing down, and he's putting
not
out there what he believes in, and
he's
not
true.
Doing this halfway. He's doing it all the way.
But I think there would have been a difference Saturday, Dana, and I think you would agree with this. If he had worn a Martin Luther King Jr. T-shirt as opposed to a Kunta Kinte T-shirt, what he's trying to say is, I am a rich man being treated like Kunta Kinte. There is a message in that shirt. The message is, I'm being treated like a slave. Well, you're not a slave. You grew up in privilege. This is something often forgotten about Colin Kaepernick. He grew up in privilege. His parents were very wealthy. Okay? He himself became very wealthy. And good for him. Good for him. You have the talent, become wealthy. Nobody's gonna stop you. But don't compare yourself to an African-American slave. And I dare I say American, an African slave. That's what he was doing. He was comparing himself to Kunta Kinte.
He is saying that the
wrong
white corporate ownership is using him.
There's a better way to do it.
I'm not saying there's not, but you do understand the analogy in his message.
I'm shocked the black community has not come out and condoned him for this, or condemned him for this. Sorry. To put on a Kunta Kinte shirt.
I'm speaking out about something I believe in, and you have effectively barred me from my career because I am passionately speaking out about what I believe in, and they are, make no mistake, predominantly white, older, wealthy males who are in charge of that decision.
I'm vying for a multi-million dollar contract, and you're treating me like a black slave from Africa. There's no excuse.
Out here in the fields, I pop for my meals. I get my back into my living. I don't need to fight to prove I'm right. I don't need to be forgiven.
Let's do it. On Dana and Parks. See if I can get this. That's their slogan.
We are about to tell you the funniest gaffe in the history of marketing campaigns, and you are going to think this is an Onion headline. It is not, and they spent millions of dollars on this, Scott.
So this is out of South Dakota. Governor Kristi Noem has a message for South Dakota. Meth, we're on it.
Wait, what?
The slogan they chose is meth,
we're on it.
Oh my gosh.
Now, here's the deal. We all graduated from J schools. That's sort of in the marketing umbrella. of the universe?
Meth. I'm on it.
How much did they spend for this slogan? Pray tell, Dan.
Well, I'm not sure how much they got for their logo and their slogan, but well, this is one of the funniest things I've seen in a long time.
It was over $500,000.
For an ad campaign. There's a picture. We've got it up on Facebook right now of a South Dakotan farmer or a rancher.
Okay.
He's looking rugged
Stern.
And robust. And he's looking at the camera and it says, meth, I'm on it. And I think
no, maybe it doesn't.
That's
no, it doesn't.
The problem?
No, it doesn't. It doesn't say I'm on it. It says I'm on meth.
No, it does not.
Yes, it.
No, it does
right
not.
Right there. This is from the USA Today. I'm on meth.
Oh, it gets better.
What?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Were they thinking?
The governor.
It's the governor
herself says this is our problem, and together we need
We're
to get on it.
On it.
They speak English in South Dakota, right? I mean, this isn't like
sort of.
A weird, you know, cross-cultural, international type of misunderstanding.
Scott,
of
pull
English.
Up the Argus leader.
That's what I'm looking
okay,
at right now.
But there's an ad, and I want to see it. Because if they say meth were on it, I have to ask, did no one...
Let me see if I can reboot the ad.
When they're
at that
in the
conference
room,
table, we're in the room.
At the ad agency?
Did no one say, meth, we're on it? Might not be the route we want to take. Because actually, as a state, they are on it. There's a huge problem
well,
there.
Well, maybe that's the thing. Meth, we're on it. Help us.
But this poor old man.
We need to get off
man,
meth.
It says, meth, I'm on it. This poor old farmer.
I can't stop laughing at this.
Oh, my God.
I'm on it.
I'm on it.
Hang on. Let
me we're see. All on it.
We're all on it, South Dakota. We're with you.
Hang on. Let me see what I can do here. Hang on, let me see if this will play.
The campaign launched today on TVs, ads, billboards, posters, and websites. It features people of differing ages and races saying, I'm on meth.
Well, they're on it.
Oh, this had to be their plan all along, just to get people talking about it, right?
Maybe it's like one of those... What do you call it when they
no you cannot
reverse psychology.
There's
kind
nothing
of a thing.
You can do to justify this. Nothing.
I'm trying to get this commercial to load. It won't load for me in here right now.
This poor old
Sam's
man.
It
says meth. I'm on it.
I'm on it.
Are
you got
on it?
It?
No, not yet. But I was just. It's funny you said
oh,
that.
Oh, you're
I'm
on it. You're like on.
Can you get that done? Yeah, I'm on.
Yes.
It. It's just the funniest dang thing. When you look at it, when you go to their website, and
oh.
I've got, it's, oh.
Are they responding yet, or did this just drop?
The website is onmeth.com.
They spent $449,000 on it.
Yeah. I mean, maybe it is supposed to be that reverse psychology thing that everyone gets so shocked about when they see Grandpa Rancher there. Saying that he's on meth, that it really highlights and gets to the root of it all, but
no,
you know,
forces people to go to the website and then they can find a way to get
but
help.
The
logo, maybe too clever though. I don't know.
The logo is the state,
right?
And
the outline of the state,
an
of South
outline
Dakota.
Of the state, and in bold yellow letters,
rectangle.
It says meth. We're on it.
wait. Shh.
I'm on meth.
I'm on meth.
I'm on it, too.
So am I.
So am I.
I'm on meth.
Meth is not someone else's problem. It's everyone in South Dakota's problem. And we need everyone to get on it.
I'm on it.
I'm on it.
I'm on it, too.
Wait. Go back to the beginning. This is the dumbest ad campaign.
I think they were maybe trying to be clever.
I think they were trying to be clever, but...
Wait.
Horror movie. Piano.
I'm on meth.
I'm on meth.
I'm on it, too. So am I.
So am I.
I'm on meth.
Meth is not...
By the way, that last one was a little kid in football gear.
Not someone else's problem. It's everyone in South Dakota's problem. And we need everyone to get on it.
I'm on it.
I'm on it.
I'm on it, too.
I just don't know.
So that, you know, they sat around the room and, you know, we South Dakotans, we're problem solvers. We want to fix things. So
I don't think this was drawn. I don't think this was drawn up in South Dakota.
I think now, I don't know. Somewhere, it only has $1 million. That's
somewhere in New York City. They're like, what if we got some old guy on a farm said, I'm on meth. Like, there's a double entendre there that, you know, I'm on it.
I feel like this was not Bernstein Rain, but maybe we need to ask someone from Bernstein Rain to call in. Because this is so
bad. We've got some top bad ad agencies in this city.
Huge ad agencies.
Some of the best in the country.
That's like, right.
The Happy Meal was born here. So maybe someone in that world can speak to, well, maybe this is what they were going for. Like, we have so many people on meth.
He said, I'm on meth.
In the commercial, the context of the commercial, I get it. You know, it's to show that it's across, you know, races and ages and all that. There's a problem.
Yeah,
but he's not
that.
On meth.
If you were that actor.
But the visual on the web of their logos and the branding of it all, that's just hilarious.
I'm on meth.
That guy actually sounds like he is on meth. I'm on meth. The first guy, wait, play him again. He sounds like he really is high.
That might be the Grandpa Rancher.
It probably is.
I'm on meth.
Yeah, he's about to die.
He is not on meth. Oh, my God.
Well, if he is, let him have his meth.
No, I mean overdose for meth.
Oh.
I'm on meth.
God, love him.
He sounds like a tweaker.
I don't know what else to say about this other than I cannot believe they did this.
I'm on meth.
And they're getting their pub, though.
Yeah,
apparently there's a meth problem in South Dakota.
No such thing as bad publicity.
And everybody's on it.
Man.
Do you think the Convention and Visitors Bureau people had a say in this? The poor people in charge of the CVB are saying, I'm sorry. I'm sorry, what's our motto?
I'm on meth.
I'm sorry, what?
I'm on meth.
We're trying to get people to come here.
That's methed up.
I'm on meth.
Oh, man. I just
What's up with, like, the iron spikes on the railroad track at the beginning?
Yeah, that's a horror movie, piano music.
Ding.
That's right. It's scary, Scott.
Man. I'm on meth.
You should all be scared.
What idiot moron right out of the KU marketing school who went to New York
I know people at the KU marketing school. This would not have come from that fantastic,
I got a good idea,
storied university.
Now, remember, the ad agency is in charge. I've done some of this before.
I'm on meth.
Well, line them all up.
Like, I'm on it.
Maybe
I'm not on it, but I'm on it.
Is the governor one of them?
Maybe showed it to the people in charge of the state and said, okay, this is what you asked for. You know, the state's the client.
Oh, God, someone just said check Twitter. This has blown up on Twitter, as you can imagine.
$500,000?
It's going to be huge. No, everyone's going to a map trying to figure out where is South Dakota.
Somebody says, I'm listening to the commercial. You can clearly understand what they're trying to infer. You've overlooked the meaning of what they're saying. I understand it. But it's like listening to a McDonald's commercial when they're trying to tout the Big Mac and they go, I got fat. Now, is it P-H-A-T or F-A-T from eating the Big Mac?
Now, in all seriousness, someone writes, and this is from Twitter from a man named Matt, did South Dakota really trademark meth where on it? How many rural rehab centers could you have created with your $449,000 ad campaign, by the way, was based out of Minneapolis.
Okay.
I'm so glad I looked that up. And it's not a Kansas City agency.
Minnesota. So let's play South Dakota.
Let's play a little word association. You ready? Meth.
No teeth.
Meth.
We're on it.
That's it.
I'm on meth.
I'm on meth.
I'm on it too. So am I.
So am I.
I'm on meth.
Meth is not someone else's problem. It's everyone in South Dakota's problem. And we need everyone to get on it.
I'm on it.
I'm on it.
I'm on it too.
Hey.
I'm on meth. I mean, I'm on meth. I didn't mean I was on meth.
If you aren't on Twitter, I will just read to you.
This is so good.
A smattering of the phenomenal replies to the new South Dakota motto, meth, we're on it.
Are you on meth?
No.
Rebecca, are you on meth?
I'm on it.
Someone who lives in the state of Minnesota just penned over their state outline, meth, they're on it, with an arrow pointing to the left. Some of the replies on one of them says, cholesterol meds, we're on it, and it's the state of Mississippi.
Oh my gosh.
Now, apparently, do you have it ready to go, Sam? The other commercial that we're talking about? Apparently, South Dakota is not immune to these sorts of rather risque advertisements to try to prove a point.
They trademarked this one, Scott.
Well, here's another they trademarked. Don't jerk and drive.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. We're trying to load it up
like,
right now.
Like?
We don't know, Dana. I believe it's don't jerk the steering wheel when you're driving on ice.
I don't know who they've hired.
Maybe don't be a jerk and drive.
For these ad campaigns, but they need to find someone new.
They said don't jerk and drive.
From Twitter, I see South Dakota trademarked this motto. Good thinking. Wouldn't want any other states using it.
Sadly, the commercial does not specifically say don't jerk and drive. But there is a commercial with that motto.
It's like in text.
Oh, man.
Hello and welcome to Driving Proper. Today's lesson, staying the course. Winter driving can be treacherous.
Do they drive on the wrong side of the road?
Should your tire leave a snowy or icy road, resist the urge to jerk the steering wheel. Overcorrecting only results in chaos. Besides, nobody likes
it. Why is she speaking that language?
Because the Crown started back up this week. Do not jerk and drive.
Crown.
Oh! Meth, we're on it. What is happening? Why would they do this, Scott?
Don't jerk and drive. Please.
Just sounds less offensive in a British accent.
Why are they speaking a non-English accent? English, please. This is America. God. Dave and Liberty, what up?
It's got to be a North Dakota ad agency. Probably the same guys that are doing their travel stuff.
Are you on meth?
Might as well be.
We're all in this together, Dave.
I guess so. I don't know what they were thinking. Like you said, how can you sit in a board meeting and say, you know what, here's our new ad for you guys. We think it's really going to hit it out of the park. Either that or somebody tried to talk them out of it, and they're like, you know what, we're from South Dakota. We're level-headed. We know what we want our ads to say.
But you know what? There have been some really bad ones, though, Dave, and I am poking fun at people who come up with marketing tools. Like McDonald's, I'm loving it. Somebody got paid millions of dollars.
To come up with that.
To come up with, I'm loving it.
But you remember it.
And do you remember back in the 80s when you would cross over from Missouri into Kansas, it would be Kansas, land of Oz. And Oz was spelled A-W-W-W-S.
But McDonald's wasn't dumb enough to say, I'm loving meth.
That's true.
Don't you remember, was it Nebraska? Last year, their state motto was Nebraska, it isn't for everyone.
Yeah.
Yes.
Now that's funny.
That is funny.
They're just being
and
honest.
Truthful.
It's not for everyone.
It's for me. I do love Nebraska.
But it's not for
but
everyone.
It's not for everyone. That's correct. It gets a little chilly.
You know, someone wrote on Twitter, to their point, I'm now painfully aware that South Dakota has a meth problem. So if their goal was for the rest of the country to understand that like ground zero for meth is in South Dakota, they have achieved that goal.
Yeah, now we know.
Because, I mean, meth.
I mean, if you had said to me yesterday, what is South Dakota known for? I would have been like,
Mount Rushmore?
Is that where Mount Rushmore is, or is that the other state? I don't even know.
Sturgis and Mount Rushmore.
But now I think we all know.
They're known for meth, and they're on it. They are on it.
You can go to the KMBZ Facebook page to check out the ad campaign for yourself. Do so at your own risk.
Mm-hmm. But if you have to do meth, go to South Dakota. They're on it.
I'm on meth.
I'm on meth.
I'm on it too. So am I.
So am I.
I'm on meth.
Meth is not someone else's problem. It's everyone in South Dakota's problem. And we need everyone to get on it.
I'm on it.
I'm on it.
I'm on it too.
Just seems to backfire for me. I don't know why. Just a little backfiring there.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.